Children. Newport, New Hampshire, October 23, 1863. Dear children, I have just spoken in meeting and have left while the discourse is being preached by your father or Brother Loughborough. I have to improve every moment in writing or in meeting. After we left you, we journeyed on to Boston. Sarah Lunt met us in the depot at Portland. She had not anything particular to say, yet wished just to see us. Your father stayed in Boston, and I took the horse cars for Paul Folsom's. About 10 o'clock, we ate up all clean the lunch put up for us. The good biscuit went well. The horse cars took me safely to Winter Hill, but far above Paul's. There was a large trench dug for laying the pipes for the waterworks between the horse cars and Paul's, where we usually get off. This is the reason for my being carried beyond. I was dropped at last with your father's black valise, Brother Folsom's valise, my large carpet bag, and my box or basket. I took all these and plodded on to Paul's. My hand trembled for hours after I got there. That night, Henry came out to Paul's, and the next morning he drove one of Paul's horses into Boston to take us in. First, your father was taken to Mr. Bufford's, and I went to Sister Temple's. She was not in. I waited 1 hour, then we went to meet your father and hurried to the depot. Your father worked hard and hurried around to get his charts packed until the sweat ran off from his face. We stepped on board the cars and then ate our dinner, a loaf of baker's bread and apples. We left the cars at Radford and took the stage, which was literally packed inside and on the outside. There were as many on the outside as inside. We were 3 hours coming 14 miles. After the stage left us, we met, at the hotel, Brother Wakefield, who took us to his house 3 miles. We found Brother and Sister Cornell and Brother and Sister Loughborough at Brother Wakefield's. All were in good spirits Sabbath morn. We were both poorly. The bed was damp at Paul's, and we took cold, which settled in our neck, lungs, and limbs. We did not attend the forenoon meeting, but remained at Brother Wakefield's to use water treatments. Your father and mother both took packs, which were a great benefit to us. We attended meetings afternoon and evening. Last night we were very chilly. I could not get warm. I have been to the meeting today and took part, but feel miserable. It is so strange that with all we have had to say, we must suffer from the lack of care in regard to beds not fully aired. We must now all go to visit a sister whose husband is in the war. She has recently embraced the Sabbath. She wishes us all, the three ministers and their wives, to come and take dinner with her today. Monday morning. We went according to appointment to Sister Chase's. At 1 o'clock, there was to be a funeral. A young man died with diphtheria, and we were to suspend the meeting in the afternoon, but as there was quite a number of the brethren from some distance who had come to the meeting, and it was thought that not nearly all the people could get into the chapel where the funeral was to be held, notice was given if there were more than could get into the chapel, the large schoolhouse would be open, and if they would come, they might expect a meeting. The schoolhouse was well filled, and we had an excellent meeting. Your father preached forenoon and afternoon. I followed in exhortation. Had a good degree of liberty. We all took supper at Sister Chase's. That is an excellent woman. Her mother lives with her, a venerable, intelligent woman of 60. She was convinced of the truth of the Sabbath when we... The remainder is missing.